I am now 63, but I read at a 65-year-old level.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Recently, I told the story of Kai Hess, the German who at 14 discovered that his grandfather was Rudolf Hess, the infamous Nazi, the architect of the massive Auschwitz concentration camp, part of Hitler's final solution to exterminate the Jewish race. For years, Kai was brokenhearted, ashamed, and troubled. One night, he read a Gideon Bible, discovered God's grace, and turned his life over to Jesus. In time, he became a pastor. Soon Kai began to see the truth about God's dealing with the children of Israel. He had faithfully and graciously led them through great sufferings and through all their failures. That was a picture of his life as well. This grandson of a Nazi persecutor began to cultivate a love for the people of Israel. And he decided to come clean, to tell his Jewish friends, "That's me. I'm heartbroken about it." He says, "That's when I changed from silent shame to hoping there would be an opportunity to reach out to Jewish people in some way." One day, Kai received a phone call from the director of the documentary The Commandant's Shadow, asking him to participate. He agreed on two conditions: that the Holocaust not be skewed in any way, and that, quote, "I could talk about my faith, about my Jesus, about my salvation, and that he is the way out of any curse." When the film crew came to his church, Kai preached on the sins of the fathers being passed down through generations. He emphasized the importance of trusting Jesus Christ for sanctification, the lifelong process of seeing and acknowledging the sin, confessing it, and repenting of whatever sin might be continuing in that person's life. Instead of exhibiting a Christianity that leans on its own goodness to remain in God's good graces, Kai made it clear that we all need to stop, see our sin, our missing the mark with God, confess it, and repent, and receive the grace and mercy of God. In the film, Kai and his father are reunited after not speaking for 28 years. Kai and his dad spend time with an Auschwitz survivor, Anita Laker-Wolfisch, now 99 years old, and her daughter Maya. What was true in the Hess household of never talking about what happened was also true in their home, Kai says. "I felt so much pain for them, and I knew I couldn't turn back the clock, but I could just show these people that I love them." Hess is now senior pastor of Bible Church in Stuttgart, Germany. He sees the growth of anti-Semitism around the world and believes the answer is not in modifying people's thoughts or behavior, but in a change of heart that only God can accomplish. For those living under the weight of a shadow, Kai says, forgiveness is the key that can open the door to what God wants to do in and through you. Forgiveness is the light that chases the shadows. "Don't harden your heart," he says. "That's what we're so prone to do. That's what I had done. We brush it under the carpet. Don't. Stay pliable. My dad and I were separated for nearly 30 years after he left my mom. There was a very ugly divorce, and I could have hated him. But when he called me one Saturday, after not speaking with me for 28 years, I said, 'Dad, it's so nice to hear your voice.' I knew I was going to have the opportunity to speak to him and unravel all the convoluted relationships that were in our family history. And that's what we did." What a story. You know, we serve a redemptive God. All of us can live in the shadows of decisions we've made or the choices of those who came before us. We can either ignore the shadows or, like Kai, we can step into the light.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."